Welcome to this audio issue of The Big Secret on Wall Street, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. This issue was originally published on September 18, 2025. What lower rates really mean? A tight economy might not be ready for these cuts. Four companies that will perform in any economic climate. Rate cuts just might ignite a fire. U.S. gross domestic product, GDP, grew 3.3% in Q2. The current unemployment rate is 4.3%, and the latest consumer price index, CPI, showed prices are rising at close to 3% year over year. All of this points to a tight economy with little slack. And 3% inflation is nowhere near the 2% rate that the Federal Reserve has officially targeted. Further, many analysts believe the full effects of the Trump administration's tariff policies have yet to fully feed into the CPI reports. That means inflation could potentially accelerate in the coming months. And despite all the promises about Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, cutting the federal budget, government spending continues to run completely out of control. So, given that backdrop, of course the Federal Reserve has decided to cut interest rates, reducing the Fed funds rate 25 basis points to around 4.25% from 4.50%, and hinting at more to come later this year. As irresponsible as this might seem, this is the current state of affairs. Adding liquidity to financial markets in this economic environment is akin to throwing a match on a towering inferno. Gold, one of the clearest barometers of inflationary pressures, has taken another leg up in the last month to yet another all-time high at nearly $3,700 per ounce. Hard assets are sending a very clear signal that inflation is not going away. While it might seem like party time for stocks, investors should be wary. So far, the reflexive reaction to Fed cuts has been for longer-term U.S. bond rates to fall. The 10-year yield has now dipped from around 4.3% a month ago to just above 4.0%. That is pretty close to panic lows hit immediately after Liberation Day, when on April 2nd, President Donald Trump announced his tariff plans, and about the lowest levels in close to a year. But the last chapter on this has yet to have been written. It isn't clear why financial markets will just give the U.S. a pass and allow the government to fund such recklessness at lower rates. In fact, if inflation picks up, as gold is signaling, and government spending continues unabated, it seems possible that longer-term rates will end up higher after the Fed executes its series of rate reductions, not lower. That would likely act as a shock to equity prices and force a potentially significant market correction. And that would leave the Federal Reserve with no good options. So what is an investor to do in such an environment? Certainly continue to focus on gold and other hard assets that perform well in an inflationary backdrop. And look for equities with strong cash flow, good balance sheets, and high-quality businesses that can thrive even in a volatile economic environment. In this month's issue of The Big Secret on Wall Street, we provide updates on four stocks that we think will continue to perform well. One is a leader in health and wellness that continues to capitalize on its loyal following. Another is an energy drink powerhouse in the midst of a potentially transformative acquisition. There is more feedback on a company taking the industry reins in weight loss drugs. And finally, a value story in the energy space that looks to have dodged a political bullet. Beautiful results from Ulta. Ulta Beauty, NASDAQ, Ulta, reported a strong Q2 on August 28, with earnings per share, EPS, of $5.78, 13% above consensus expectations. Sales of $2.79 billion were 4% better than expectations. That was driven by same-store sales, SSS, sales excluding impact from new store openings, up a solid 6.7% in the quarter. Those comp sales were much better than the 3% increase investors were looking for. Better sales weren't the only good news from Ulta. Gross margins of 39.2% were a positive surprise as well, an 80 basis points improvement over the same quarter a year ago. And it was more than 100 basis points better than analysts had modeled. That's great to see, because it shows how better sales are flowing to the bottom line instead of being driven by more aggressive pricing. The company raised its SSS guidance for the year to an increase of 2.5% to 3.5% based on the strength it saw in Q2. It also increased earnings guidance for the year by 5% to an earnings per share, EPS, range of $23.85 to $24.30. This all sounds great. Yet Ulta shares fell 7% in reaction to the results. Why the negative reaction? Expectations were pretty high going into the release. After all, shares had rebounded sharply since early in the year, knocking on the door of an all-time high. Some profit-taking is always a risk in situations such as these. The sales guidance also perhaps left something to be desired. While sales expectations were raised for the year, the updated numbers still imply a deceleration in the second half to flat to up low single-digit SSS. That's a function of continued concerns about consumer spending, which have weighed on retail overall. Updated guidance implies that gross margins will get smaller in the second half. Part of that is driven by the expected slower growth in revenue. And another part is an expected moderation of shrink benefit, a retail industry term for the loss of inventory from events other than sales, such as theft, damage, and administrative errors. On the earnings call, management highlighted investments, process improvements, better training, and specific actions at stores as initiatives to drive improved shrink, and these efforts have been bearing fruit. Part of the upside to gross margins in Q2 was driven by this dynamic. While this was certainly a nice positive for Q2, management expects the benefit to moderate in the second half as the company laps improvement on this front from the prior year. The reality is that this was a good earnings result, and management simply appears to be dialing in some conservatism into the forward guidance. That's a good thing. This keeps the bar low so that results can continue to surprise to the upside. Cooler heads ultimately prevailed, with shares rebounding the next day to recover the post-earnings drop. Growth here remains a standout in an otherwise challenged retail sector. That's driven by company initiatives that look to be gaining traction in terms of new product introductions, continuing the trend of Ulta providing unmatched selection for consumers. The Ulta loyalty program continues to thrive, now boasting close to 46 million active members, up 4% over the last year. And more broadly, there is the secular shift toward health and wellness on which the company is capitalizing. Ulta shares now trade at roughly 21x earnings. While that's up from around 15x when we took Ulta stock off the watch list in May 2024, it remains well below the 10-year average valuation of 33x. At around $525 per share, it is well above our buy up to price of $425 and remains a hold. Action to take: hold shares of Ulta Beauty, NASDAQ, Ulta. Positive energy from Celsius. Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell, reported a blowout Q2 pretty much across the board. The company reported EPS of 47 cents, miles ahead of consensus of 22 cents. Sales increased 84% from the same period a year ago, 13% above analyst expectations. Celsius brand sales increased a little over 8%. Sales of Alani Nu, an energy drink brand Celsius just acquired, were up a whopping 106%. International markets look strong as well, with sales abroad up 27% in the quarter. Shares shot up 17% on the day of the report. Looking beyond just the top-line trends, margins were excellent as well. Reported gross margin was 51.5%, down 50 basis points from the prior year period, but adjusting for a one-time inventory step-up, gross margins were 54.5%. That level was far above the 47.5% modeled by investors. EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, margins were 28.4% in the quarter. In fact, both gross margins and that EBITDA margins were the best result in the history of the company. It wasn't easy given the strength of the results, but management still tried to lower the bar a little bit where they could. Second half gross margins are expected to fall from current levels based on higher raw materials and tariff costs, but the overall margin backdrop remains strong. The company raised its expectation for gross margin for the year to the low -50% range from a prior forecast of 47% to 49%, so the general upward trend remains. The takeaway is that this was really a thesis-confirming quarter. There is real momentum behind sales growth trends here. Those Celsius sales were a nice acceleration from the Q1 decline of 7%. And market tracking data supports management commentary that sales growth can improve into the double digits. Finally, new innovations like Pink Lemonade, Dragonfruit Lime, and a new limited-time offer, LTO, will help sales as well. LTOs are a key part of the story here. They generate buzz for the company, which brings in new customers and keeps them coming back. The company has a nice lineup of LTOs coming in the second half of the year. The continued pipeline of new introductions provides real reason for optimism. And then there is the Alani Nu deal. Celsius announced the acquisition of this energy drink maker in February, with the rationale of combining two growing brands to create a leading platform focused on zero-sugar alternatives. Each Alani Nu drink contains 200 milligrams of caffeine, about double the amount in a cup of coffee, along with B-group vitamins and a host of natural elements like ginseng, L-theanine, and taurine designed to provide sustained energy. That deal looks to be potentially transformative for the company. Alani's growth relative to core Celsius shows what a difference maker this can be. And the margin strength shown in the quarter should make investors feel better about any issues with mix from the combination. Meanwhile, the energy drink market is poised to grow mid-single digits or better for years to come. Adding Alani takes the company's energy drink market share up from 9% to about 15%. Adding more exposure to a market with this secular backdrop looks like a great move. Continued faster growth and margin expansion should lead to nice earnings growth for Celsius. Not only that, but there is real room for valuation to expand as the company continues to execute and numbers improve. This stock can still give a jolt to the portfolio here. Currently trading around $56 per share, Celsius remains above our buy up to price of $40, so those who own sell should hold on to those shares. Action to take: hold shares of Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell. Lilly still a buy as orforglipron progresses. Shares of Eli Lilly, NYSE, LLY, have rebounded from their post-earnings decline, with over the last month the stock retracing the entire sell-off from its last quarterly report. Of course, as discussed in the post-earnings wrap-up from the last portfolio update, nothing was really wrong with the earnings to begin with. The drop in the stock seemed more driven by the latest data on orforglipron, the company's disruptive weight loss pill. But when the dust settled, analysts generally appear to have concluded that the data was just fine. Panic can happen when investors are closely watching for the results of such an important drug as orforglipron. But the feeling in the last update was that as the dust settled, investor nerves would calm down. That certainly appears to have been the case. It isn't all about weight loss drugs for Eli Lilly. The company had positive trial results on Jaypirca, an oral medication for certain types of cancers. And the company launched its Tune Lab, an artificial intelligence-powered platform giving biotech partners access to drug discovery models trained on proprietary data with a goal of accelerating early-stage drug development. But GLP-1s continue to be the biggest focus area for investors when it comes to Eli Lilly. There has been some incremental news on that front. The ATTAIN-2 trial results for orforglipron were released on August 26. That's an update to the original ATTAIN-1 results released earlier, which sent shares tumbling in the first place. The difference in the two trials is that ATTAIN-1 was focused on adults deemed to have obesity or be overweight, while ATTAIN-2 is more specifically designed for adults with type 2 diabetes. The results of the ATTAIN-2 trial look to be generally in line with expectations. Weight loss looked roughly similar to the first trial. Adverse reactions like nausea and vomiting look slightly better overall. But mostly this is just over analysis. The numbers were in line, and after the first trial that was more than enough. Clearly expectations were lower at this point, and a lower bar is easier to clear. The more important distinction is that the ATTAIN-2 trial was a significant milestone to clear. Simply getting past this without any material change was an important step. You see, ATTAIN-2 was the last trial that was necessary to begin global regulatory submissions for orforglipron. That means now that this phase 3 trial of the drug is done, the company can submit the comprehensive package of data to regulatory agencies demonstrating that orforglipron is safe and effective. Global submissions for the treatment of overweight conditions and obesity are planned by the end of this year, and submissions for the treatment of diabetes should follow soon after in 2026. That really gets to the heart of why the stock has traded better in the last few weeks. The calendar is marching closer to important catalysts like Ultimate Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approval of orforglipron, which should happen later next year. This drug should be a game changer for the GLP-1 industry and bring tremendous value to Eli Lilly. As a result, there is a bit of game theory at play here. An investor might want to wait until it is a done deal before buying the stock. But, be warned, because by the time a highly visible catalyst like this comes to fruition, a stock has often priced a lot of upside in already. Smart investors try to get out ahead of that and snap up the shares before the herd crowds in. And every day that passes is one day closer to approval for orforglipron. Lilly looks like a catalyst-rich stock now that this important hurdle has been cleared. The stock is flat relative to when the original trial results were released in early August, and also flat year-to-date. That means potential buyers haven't missed anything, which feels like a gift. Investors should get in ahead of the game on this stock and buy it here. Trading around $765 per share, Eli Lilly has some room to grow. Action to take: buy Eli Lilly, NYSE, LLY, up to $900 per share. Sable Offshore story looks intact despite the noise. It has been a whirlwind for Sable Offshore, NYSE, SOC, in recent weeks. We wrote on September 2 that we were watching California Assembly Bill 1448, also known as the California Coastal Protection Act, very closely. This bill posed significant risks to the restart of the company's oil production and pipeline systems. On Friday, August 29, the bill passed out of the Appropriations Review Committee and was advanced to the State Senate, giving it a fairly clear path to passage. That sent shares of Sable tumbling 14% when trading reopened the Tuesday after the Labor Day holiday. Then on September 8, News outlets reported that California Governor Gavin Newsom would not back Sable's offshore pipeline project in exchange for his onshore well-permitting legislation. Putting Sable in the crosshairs for political horse trading certainly isn't what investors want to see. But California lawmakers introduced a last-minute deal with Senate Bill SB 237 that is now expected to pass. There is a clear tug-of-war here between environmental demands and practical reality. Phillips 66, PSX, and Valero Energy, VLO, plan to close two refineries, which would cut local refining capacity 20%. Given that California already faces sky-high gas prices, this wouldn't seem to help matters. The idea of this SB is to allow approval of up to 2,000 new onshore wells per year through 2036, while imposing stricter regulations on offshore drilling to enhance safety and environmental protections. There are puts and takes here for Sable. Under SB 237, offshore operations must use the best available technology for pipelines and undergo comprehensive reviews. But earlier negotiations focused on broad curbs to offshore oil, including stricter testing for idle pipelines that might have threatened to outright block Sable's restart. The compromise softened this into more targeted safety enhancements instead of a full prohibition. That still leaves a pathway for approval here. The best available technology requirement aligns with the industry standards Sable is already pursuing in its pipeline repairs, which would potentially position the company as compliant without any major further adjustments. According to the Los Angeles Times, an attorney at UCLA Law's Emmett Institute on Climate Change and the Environment said the bill probably wouldn't affect Sable's Santa Barbara project, while also making clear that it will be a very tough road for any other company looking to increase offshore activity going forward. And it is worth noting that SB 237 goes into effect in January 2026. So in theory, if Sable restored production before this date, the issue would be moot. While this isn't necessarily a ringing endorsement for Sable, it appears that the company dodged the worst-case outcome. And because Sable has already performed some of the necessary actions to comply with the increased pipeline regulations in the bill, nothing has necessarily changed in the story for the stock. The market seemed to agree, sending shares back up 23% on September 10 after the compromise bill was announced. The company has remained confident as recently as a week ago that they will receive CAL FIRE safety waivers within the next several weeks. That still leaves a path to restart at some point in October, and initial sales the following month. This has certainly been a bumpy ride since we recommended shares as part of Trump's secret stocks in December 2024, but we are still holders here as the underlying value is compelling. At around $24, shares remain below our buy price of $26. Action to take: buy Sable Offshore, NYSE, SOAK, up to $26 per share. New to the Big Secret portfolio? Start with our top three best buys today. Our goal at Porter & Company is to bring you world-class investment research, focused on inevitable businesses that you can buy and hold forever. This is the surest and safest path to building permanent wealth. While we don't believe in timing the market, we do keep a constant eye out for bargains. In each edition of The Big Secret, we highlight three current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point. We suggest you focus on these. We've recently added shoe and apparel maker Nike, NYSE, NKE, into our best buys recommendations, replacing ride-sharing platform Uber Technologies, NYSE, Uber. While we remain bullish on Uber, we believe Nike offers one of the most attractive risk/reward opportunities in today's market. Eli Lilly, NYSE, LLY, is the global leader in the booming market for GLP-1 diabetes and weight loss drugs. The GLP-1 weight loss drug market is at a competitive crossroads. Eli Lilly displaced the former industry leader, Novo Nordisk, NVO, achieving 50% market share earlier this year. And the trend continued in its latest Q2 earnings results, released on August 7, when Lilly gained 57% share. Sales of Lilly's top-selling product, the diabetes treatment Mounjaro, grew 68% year-on-year, YI, to reach $5.2 billion in Q2. Zepbound, Lilly's other GLP-1 offering for weight management, generated $3.4 billion of sales in the quarter, with sales up by an incredible 172% YI for the quarter. The company boosted its 2025 expected revenue to $61 billion, up from a previous estimate of $59.5 billion, while expected EPS rose to $21.48, up from $20.92 previously. Despite the blowout results from its latest Q2 earnings report, Eli Lilly's share price collapsed over 15% for the largest daily decline since the 2008 financial crisis. The culprit was disappointing results for Eli Lilly's latest pill form of GLP-1 drugs, which we believe was an overreaction, creating the opportunity to make it a best buy. Action to take: buy Eli Lilly, NYSE, LLY, up to $900 per share. In prior issues, we've written about the strategic blunders Nike, NYSE, NKE, made under its previous management team. Specifically, the company's lack of investment into new shoe innovation, and its decision to pull back from brick-and-mortar retail distribution in order to cut out the middlemen and sell shoes directly to consumers. The reason for our bullish view now is the rapid progress new CEO Elliott Hill is making in turning around the business, which we believe the market has failed to appreciate. In less than a year on the job, Hill has completely overhauled Nike's upper management team, including replacing 12 of his 15 lieutenants. This company now has a renewed focus on beefing up research and development R&D toward new shoe designs, and is also flexing its marketing muscle. CEO Hill increased Nike's marketing budget 9% in fiscal year 2025 to $4.7 billion, more than its next three largest rivals combined. Meanwhile, Nike is rekindling its relationships with key brick-and-mortar retailers, including industry leader Foot Locker, where Nike shoes now occupy the largest amount of shelf space among all footwear brands. Currently, we see a scenario where profit margins return to historic levels of 13%, resulting in just under $8 billion in net income by 2029. Nike currently trades at one of its lowest valuations on record, at just 2.4x price to sales, or a more than 30% discount to its 10-year average of 3.5x. We believe this short-term profit hit and pessimism regarding Nike's new strategic focus have created a tremendous buying opportunity for long-term investors. Action to take. Buy Nike, NYSE, NKE, up to $100 per share. British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, owns the second-largest portfolio of tobacco brands in the U.S. behind Altria, including Camel, Lucky Strike, Dunhill, Kool, and others. Not only does British Tobacco own the second-largest portfolio of tobacco products, it also owns the second-largest portfolio of less harmful tobacco alternatives, including its Vuse vaping product and the Velo brand of nicotine pouches. The company is the world's second-largest nicotine company, last year generating $33 billion in revenue and $10 billion in free cash flow. That puts it just behind the number one industry leader, Philip Morris International, PM, which generated $38 billion in revenue and $11 billion in free cash flow last year. Yet, despite generating 90% of the free cash flow as its top competitor, British Tobacco's $123 billion market capitalization reflects a more than 50% discount to Philip Morris' $257 billion market capitalization. We believe this valuation gap will narrow significantly, sending shares of BDI higher. We believe the market has underappreciated the strength of British Tobacco's smoke-free portfolio, with a series of positive catalysts set to unlock its growth potential in 2025. As a result, the business trades dirt cheap at 12x next year's expected free cash flow. With a 5.4% dividend yield, investors get paid to wait for the market to realize its growing potential as a leader in the smoke-free revolution. Action to take. Buy British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, up to $60 per share. Every month, we highlight three current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point, and we include those with the best buying opportunity as our best buys. While we regularly alternate which companies we list as our best buys, removing a stock from the list does not necessarily mean we no longer recommend it to its buy-up to price. It's only that the new picks present an even more compelling investment opportunity. Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to The Big Secret on Wall Street. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue.